Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I'd like to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 7, starting from verse 15. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them." Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets. They come to you as wolves in sheep's clothing, but you will know them by their fruits." Let's point out a few things here. First of all, when Jesus talks about false prophets, he's not limiting what he says to just prophets. It also applies to false teachers, false apostles, false pastors. Now, in the Old Testament, they used to recognize a false prophet by their predictions. There's a scripture that says, if what he predicts or what he says does not come true, then you know he was a false prophet. The problem is that you have to wait until the prophecies don't come true. Then you know that was a false prophet. In many cases, it might be too late by then. And secondly, in the New Testament, what you find that with a lot of these modern day false prophets, they're not really predicting the future. They're just prophesying over people's lives. They tell you a bunch of nice things. They essentially are a palm reader or a psychic, just throwing out a bunch of nice things, and whatever you respond positively to, they will develop that a little more. And then you will say, wow, that prophet is so accurate. So they're not really predicting the future. They're just telling you things about your life. They're essentially a glorified palm reader. So you can't judge them by their predictions because they're not making any predictions. But Jesus says, you will know them by their fruits. The second thing I need to point out is that when he said you will know them by their fruit, he is not talking about Galatians 5, fruit of the Spirit. Because a lot of Christians get tripped up at this very point. They think that anybody who appears to be demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit cannot be a false teacher. So they look at this really pleasant guy on Christian TV who says all these nice things, and he always has this big smile on his face and a pleasant countenance. And they say, this guy has joy. This guy has gentleness. He's so gentle. He never has a bad word to say. He never says anything negative about anyone. Only positive, uplifting things. How could he be a false prophet when I'm seeing the fruit of the Spirit in his life? That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about the fruit of the Spirit. When he said fruit, he is simply making the point that whatever somebody is on the inside, ravenous wolves, there is a way to tell on the outside. You see, the ravenous wolf disguises himself as a sheep so he wouldn't be easily detected, and you can't see what's on the inside. But there are certain things you could look for on the outside that will give him away. Poker players call it a tell. It is something you do, some body language, quirk, or something that lets them know you're lying. I know you're lying. I hear what you're saying, but you're lying. It's called a tell. Inwardly, they're ravenous wolves, but you could tell who they are by their fruit. And Jesus used the example of a tree. He talks about good fruit and bad fruit. So fruit is not necessarily good. Fruit could also be bad. It all depends on what the tree is. A good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit, and that's how you know. There are certain characteristics you could look for. I will go through a few other scriptures to highlight some of these characteristics that you could use to identify who is a false prophet, slash apostle, slash teacher, slash pastor, who is a messenger of Satan disguised as an angel of light. All right, let me read Acts chapter 20, Paul is leaving the city of Ephesus and he's talking to all leaders and telling them this. Verse 29, after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things or misleading things to draw disciples after themselves. So the real danger is not from wolves that come from the outside. The real danger to Christians is not Sai Baba or any one of these people from the outside, Deepak Chopra or what have you. It is people who have Christian credentials. It is pastors' kids. It is people from within the church who are big-named celebrities within the church. These are the people who are the dangerous ones, because you look at them and you think, there's nothing wrong with these guys. These are men of God. I should follow them. He says, they speak misleading things or perverse things to draw disciples after themselves. That is tell number one, or fruit number one. A false prophet or false teacher or a wolf in sheep clothing will draw disciples after themselves. A true man of God will draw people to Christ. He will always point people to Christ, never himself. The last of the prophets, Jesus said, John the Baptist, he said, I must decrease that Jesus will increase. When Paul recognized that the Corinthians were becoming sectarian in their views, they were saying, I am of Christ, I am of Apollos, I am of Paul, I am of Cephas. Paul said, you are being carnal. Don't put me on a pedestal. I'm just a man. Even though he was the great apostle Paul, he said, I am just a man. Christ, it's all about Christ. He is the center of it all. But a false teacher will make himself the center of it all. And you will find yourself being drawn to him. And if anybody criticizes him, you take it as a personal insult. But if they criticize Christ or God or Christianity, it doesn't bother you at all. What does that tell you? You've clearly been drawn after a human personality. That's tell number one, that that person is a false prophet. All right, then the Apostle John also had a lot to say about how to recognize antichrist, little antichrist, or generally false teachers. In 1 John 2:18, he says, this is the last hour. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, but even now many Antichrists, plural, have come, and that's how we know this is the last hour. Verse 19, they went out from us, so they were people who were within the church. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Very confusing. And before I explain that, let me just read 1 John, same book, chapter 4, verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist. It takes a little bit of study to really understand John. Right, because that sounds very arbitrary and very specific. He's saying that if you say Christ has come in the flesh, then you're of God. But if you say Christ has not come in the flesh, you're not of God. I mean, that's so arbitrary. Nobody today that you could think of is preaching that. That is so specific. And you might say, well, my favorite preacher on Christian TV doesn't deny that Jesus has come in the flesh. Therefore, he is of God. But you have to read a little more carefully. The reason John was that specific is because he was talking about a very specific heresy that was going around in his day. There's something called Gnosticism, which became prominent in the 2nd and 3rd century, but it started as early as the time of John. The Gnostics were essentially saying that Jesus was not a human person. He didn't have a physical body. He was just a spirit being. He was addressing that particular issue. And he was telling them, those people who are saying Christ did not come in the flesh, they're not of God. They're of the Antichrist. Those who are of God will attest that Jesus has come in the flesh. He suffered a physical death, rose literally from the dead, and will physically return. Right? It sounds trivial, but you have to understand what he was saying. He was saying that we are the apostles. Jesus appointed us, the true apostles, to establish the Christian faith. And the early church continued in the apostles' doctrine, according to Acts chapter 2. But then there were those who deviated from that apostles' doctrine. They started off well, but they went out from among us. They started preaching deviant doctrines. They started preaching things that were new, that the apostles did not teach, new doctrines. And that's what he was talking about. He was being very specific in chapter 4. But essentially, the point he was trying to make, anything that deviates from what the apostles taught, that is a major question mark, a major red flag. That is a sure tell that somebody is not of God, but they're of the Antichrist. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own lusts or desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers that will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. That's a major tell of a false teacher. They will tell you what you want to hear. They will tickle your ears. They will tell you nice things. And they will turn your ears away from the truth into fables. They will not be able to endure sound doctrine. Have you ever heard somebody tell you this? God's word is not limited to the Bible. Have you ever heard that? I'm pretty sure you've heard a pastor say that. I have heard pastors say this. Run. Run for your life. Wolf in sheep clothing, alert, going off. You remember when there was a tsunami in Japan? You had all these alarms going off, tsunami alarms. Whenever you hear somebody says something like that, all those loud alarm bells should be going off. Watch out. That person is most likely a wolf disguised as a sheep. Whenever they start telling you things like God's word is not limited to the Bible, what they're trying to do is groom you. They're trying to groom your mind because they're preparing to tell you something that is not in scripture, that is not scriptural, that deviates from what the apostles taught. They're going to tell you new things. It'll sound good, it'll tickle your ears, and they're going to deny some important doctrine. Like I heard a pastor say one time, same pastor who says God's word is not limited to the Bible. He says, when you're saved, the Holy Spirit doesn't come to live in you. He comes to live at the side of you. Only when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, then the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. Depending on who says that, you could just shake it off and just roll your eyes. But then there's certain people, you will let your guard down. And you will give in to what they say. That's why you need to know what the Bible teaches. That's why preachers need to preach what the Word of God says. Jesus calls these people wolves in sheep's clothing. They are not sheep who have gone astray. They are wolves in sheep clothing. They are not sheep at all. These people are not Christians. They appear to be Christians. They are messengers of Satan disguised as angels of light. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. These people are not saved, and they will lead you down a path to destruction. You mightn't see it at the beginning, but that's how deception works. It always starts off small, but then it leads to death. That's why it's important for Christians to study the Word, know what the Bible teaches, and to watch out for those who will preach strange doctrines, new doctrines that draw you after themselves. Things that deviate from what the Word of God teaches. Test all things and approve what is good. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.